five, six, seven, eight.
It's been called the best musical ever. A Chorus Line premiered on Broadway in 1975, and it's been running somewhere in the world ever since. Michael Gruber was part of the cast that closed the initial Broadway run of A Chorus Line in 1990. 18 years later, he's back with the show, this time portraying Zach, the hard-edged but caring director who must make the hard decision of which dancers stay and which ones go.
I was in the original Broadway company. I did the last year and 3 months of the show when it ran. That was around 1989 to 1990. I played Mike Costa. I was 24 at the time. I think it might have been one of the first professional musicals I saw. One of the national tours came through Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I'm from. I went downtown and saw it at the theater there. And I remember being very transformed by the experience. It's a bit of a cliche, but it was my story that I saw the show and I said, this is really what I want to do. I was about a sophomore in high school at the time. That kind of put me on a different path. Seeing that show, that really changed my life. And I said, this is what I want to do. I'm in the right place and time to actually play the character that I'm now playing. I understand where this guy's coming from. I've worked with a lot of directors similar to this character. I think early on when I was doing Mike, and that was appropriate because he was a younger dancer, very eager to please, very much wanting to get the job. And so that seemed to fit where I was at when I was 24. The show is not about Zach. It's about the 17 dancers on the line, truly. Zach is there to facilitate. He becomes the audience. He's asking the questions. And the simpler his point of view is, allows the characters on the line to have the focus. I mean, it's the character's story. They're the ones that the audience get involved with. It's actually quite freeing to take that responsibility off my shoulders and say, look, you're just here to discover who these people are. You're not here to really have much of a point of view, necessarily. I think that makes the show cleaner and simpler. Zacks who want to make it more about themselves or think that that's important to sort of to reveal how they feel and to have an agenda. The more the agenda the character has, I think the less effective he is. People come in initially maybe going, oh my gosh, I expected so much more visual stuff. But then the show is so strong and the stories are so engaging that I think that takes the focus away. And I would hope that we could go back to that, honestly, because I think that theater is becoming a very expensive proposition. All the creative staff have done an amazing job. I think people are going to be knocked out. It's a real powerful piece of theater, and I think it has its time again, and I hope people will enjoy it.
For more information about A Chorus Line, check out our other podcasts on this website. For Center Theater Group, I'm Jeff Bob.